This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Did you know that Vermont has a house? It's one of the few houses in the country that does not use electronic voting to tally roll call votes. Well, Chittenden Representative Jim Harrison is the sponsor of a bill that would change that. His legislation calls for electronic voting to begin next year. I had a chance to sit down with Representative Harrison this week in the back of the House chamber to discuss this issue, and I asked him why he thought electronic voting is a good idea.
Well, Bob, as you know, I've certainly been in this building for a number of years in my prior life, working for a trade association. But one of the things that really never hit home with me until I became a representative a few years ago was the length and time of the roll call votes. When you're a House member and you have 150 in the chamber, when we do a roll call, and we do them on all kinds of things, resolutions, amendments, final bill passage, it can take 15 to 17 minutes every time we do one. The clerk needs to proceed and call each member's name, and then we go through it, and we say our yay or nay.
Wood of Waterbury.
No.
Wright of Burlington.
No.
Iacovone of Morristown.
Yes.
Yantochka of Charlotte.
Yes.
Young of Glover.
But if someone's missing, we go back again and try to get the missing ones. And that's all fine and good. I mean, I think that's part of transparency in government. However, it does take a lot of time, and it's not very efficient use of our time and ultimately the taxpayers' money. When there are ways out there that could do that much quicker.
So what would you say to a member who feels that the House roll call process, it's a matter of tradition and they don't want to give that up?
Well, there certainly is some tradition to that. But, you know, we have a responsibility to also change with the times. You know, it probably wasn't too many years ago that the House clerk actually wrote down each vote and then later on would get them into the journals. Well, you know, they've streamlined that somewhat. They're actually keying it right into the computer that becomes part of the journal record for the day. Why can't we take it one step further? The first electronic roll call voting system was instituted in Wisconsin in 1917. That was amazing to me. And today, the vast majority of states have electronic roll call voting. They may not always have it in the Senate chambers, which are traditionally smaller, and the bill I have introduced is only applies to the House. We have a responsibility to get our work done, get it done efficiently. If that means we get done a few days early, great. If that means we spend more time doing the work in committee where we can really flesh out things, that's fine too.
Right now, we're sitting in the back of the House chamber. So from a practical point of view, how would this electronic voting system work?
Well, there's a number of different ways it can work. You know, it could be a some type of gizmo that's a touchpad. I mean, I suppose today you could even tie it into your own cell phone, but I'm not sure that we want to go that way. There's got to be security. Our rules, and I'm not suggesting anything change with our rules in terms of to vote on any issue, you have to be in the chamber and at your seat. All I'm trying to do is help in a small way speed up the process. You know, some have said, well, if we make it too quick, people are just going to ask for more roll calls. And to that, I would respond, that's not a bad thing. That just adds more transparency to government. But, you know, I would also hope that in some cases, you know, it would just streamline the process. We could get our work done quicker.
Now, many people will look at the House chamber and feel that it's a beautiful, ornate chamber. Are you envisioning an electronic tote board somewhere in here?
Well, most of these systems, from what I understand, do come with some kind of display. Some states, for the same reason and same concern about the beauty of their chamber, the historic nature of their chamber, have found creative ways that when the screens aren't being used, that they're perhaps behind a wall or the screens look like mirrors, so that they fit in from an architectural and look. We've made changes. This looks historic, but those aren't the original kerosene lights, lamps up there. We've wired the in you know, a nice, comfortable way. We have microphones. You know, the House Chamber didn't have microphones, 100 years ago. So, you know, they're constantly making changes to fit the times. And I just raised a question through this bill. Maybe it's time that we find one small way to make our system work a little closer. It's not without costs. Sure, there's some upfront money. I've heard, you know, $250,000 to $500,000. But if we can save a half a week, we'll pay that back real quickly. And if we don't get our work done any quicker, but we spend more time doing quality work by fleshing out ideas better in committee, that savings in terms of passing better legislation is certainly worth something looking at as well. Or if we have more transparency through more roll call votes. I mean, I think all those are positive outcomes.
Don't you think you will end up with more roll calls? Because right now, someone might be reluctant to call for a roll call, knowing it's going to take 15 or 20 minutes. But if they think it's going to take 5 minutes through an electronic voting system, they'd like to have more of those.
The jury's out on what will happen. I think from what we've learned, some states have experienced an increase, and then that increase has sort of leveled off or gone down. I've heard, you know, estimates of 5 to 6% more roll calls, which is not very much. I'm all for roll calls. When you know the a resolution or a bill is going to pass unanimously, do we really need to spend 17 minutes putting us on record so that we're all saying the same thing? You know, to me, some of that's political. But if that's what we want to do, that's fine. I'm not going to hide behind any of the votes that I take, and nor do I think most of my colleagues want to hide behind any of the votes that they take. We do that every day. We have to make choices. We all talk about wanting government, whatever we decide collectively to do for services, to do it as efficiently as possible so that we can save the taxpayer money at the end of the day, or make sure we're spending whatever dollars taxpayers are sending to Montpelier to make sure that we're spending them wisely. When we talk about efficiency in government, we should start and set an example and do everything we can to make sure we're not leaving any stones unturned.
So as you talk to your colleagues about this proposal, what kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, it's interesting. I think a number of colleagues I've talked to about kind of appreciate the concept. None of us like to sit there for 17 minutes and hear each other. We can see it on a screen or some type of computer or whatever, you know, where it shows up. So I think it's been positive. On the other hand, there's always a reluctance to change. We've been doing this for 200 years. What's the rush? Some have suggested there's something to be said when you bellow out in a loud, clear voice, and we're reminded of that every time we do a roll call, make sure, because we need the clerk to hear us, and there's something to be said that you've taken a stand and you've taken a position. I get that. I think that might be a little bit overdone, whether I'm pushing a button to make that choice or I'm saying yay. The outcome's the same.
Chittenden Representative Jim Harrison, many thanks for taking the time and talking to us about this very interesting proposal.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure.